I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Oregon Multimedia Project will combine performance of new works for violin and piano with photographs of the Oregon landscapes that inspired the compositions at Bell Hall on the UO campus on Tuesday evening, October 27th. The composers are recent UO graduates Benjamin Krause and J.M. Garrity, whose works will be performed by Wyatt True on violin and David Servius on piano. In addition, a violin sonata by Alex La Follette will be performed without photography. Wyatt True joins me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Eric.
Well, what was the genesis of this project?
It started in 2013. I applied for a grant from the Mu Phi Epsilon Professional Music Fraternity. I was inspired by a collection of photography at the Lane County Historical Museum, the Don Hunter Project, old photos from all over Oregon and Eugene in particular. And I thought, wow, it'd be really nice to have some music to go along with the photography. In the end, the composers chose their own photographs for the music, but that's where the project was conceived.
So tell me about the photography that the composers then chose.
We have four pieces, four movements in the Oregon Multimedia Project. The first one is called Movie Music for Portland, and Benjamin Krause took photography from the City of Portland archives. And these are black and white old photos that go back as far as 1913 and show all aspects of the city, the building of the St. John's Bridge. There's a lot of aerials at night, a beautiful picture of Portland with Mount Hood in the background. For his other piece, Krause chose photos by a local guy, local in Oregon, Coos Bay. Maloney is his name, and he has photos of the sand dunes that he edited specifically for this project and for Ben.
What kind of music resulted from the activity of sand in particular?
The activity of sand has two main moods to it. The first one is really slow and drawn out, dissolving, I would say. A lot of harmonics in the violin, glassy sounds. And the second mood is frantic scrambling. This motive of a whole step that keeps moving up by half step. And the piano and violin are doing this over and over, and it just gives you this effect of fluid sand falling upon itself.
Presumably, Movie Music for Portland has a much different feel to it.
Yes, it feels nostalgic, and maybe that's because I saw the photos, and they're all black and white old photos, but it kind of reminds me of a time past. The music pulls on jazz references, and combined with those photos just makes you lonely for something.
J.M. Garrity's pieces seem related in a way, at least by title. The air is a chamber and the earth is a cell. Tell me about those.
So the air is a chamber is based on photography of the temperate rainforest we have and the Willamette Valley in particular. And this piece moves very slowly and evolves before having a really big climax. The photos last for about a minute, each photo, and they progress through transitions that are very slow and just makes you feel heavy, kind of like you're in the foggy Willamette Valley. Another piece that he wrote, The Earth as a Cell, is based on the high desert in eastern Oregon where the land is cracked, and we use some advanced techniques in the violin, some colenio and other pizzicato effects that give you this kind of barren, dry quality to it.
Thank you. music from J.M. Garrity's The Earth is a Cell, performed by Wyatt True on violin and David Servius on piano, part of the Oregon Multimedia Project. There's also an opening piece to be debuted, the first violin sonata by recent graduate Alex LaFollette. How does that fit into the program?
Alex and I worked together when we were both completing our doctorates at U of O, and after we graduated, I hadn't heard from Alex for a little while, and then he just sent me a sonata out of the blue, his first violin sonata. And this is about the time that the Oregon Multimedia Project was getting completed, and I thought, well, this would be really great to have Alex's piece on the program, too. Combined rounds out a nice program of music by UO graduates.
It occurs to me that with you on violin and David Servius on piano, you're interpreting not only the music, but the landscapes as well. Does that affect how you play these things?
A little bit. You know, these compositions really grab a hold of the essence of the landscapes. We don't have to do much to bring that across. And with the photography, it's really obvious. But one thing we've had a lot of fun with is coordinating the music with transitions in the photography. Some of the pieces, particularly Activity of Sand and Movie Music for Portland, really work well when the photography changes at key moments in the music. And so we have to time our retards, we have to time our accelerandos, and we have to sometimes vamp a little bit so that we change when the photography changes. That's something we've had a lot of fun with.
And when you put all of these pieces together, what sort of overall moods and impressions of Oregon and the music begin to emerge?
You get a picture of Oregon that's large and diverse, from the cityscape of Portland through the rainforest, through the desert, through the sand dunes. You can see really that Oregon has a multitude of geographical landscapes.
And is there going to be a continuance of this project, or is this a one-time thing?
We will see. It's been met with a lot of good response, and we'd like to continue it. David Servius just had a baby, so he's very busy. And my string quartet's getting ready for their opening concert of their season, so we're very busy. So I think that the project after the performance in Bell Hall will come to a pause for a little while, but maybe if there's enough interest, we'd like to bring it to other areas in the state sometime next year.
Well, thank you for coming in here and sharing the music and some time today.
Thanks, Eric.
Wyatt True, who'll perform on violin alongside David Servius on piano as part of the Oregon Multimedia Project's free performance on Tuesday, October 27th at 7:30 p.m. at Bell Hall on the UO campus. They will perform works by recent UO composition graduates Benjamin Krause and J.M. Garrity, with compositions inspired by photographs of Oregon, which will be shown as the pieces are performed. An opening violin sonata by Alex LaFollette will also be performed. For more information, trueviolin.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.